You've seen me. I should have wrestled. I was a wrestler.
Welcome to Hoop Nerds with Billy Kegler, presented by the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association. We talk to coaches, athletes, and more to learn from their stories and apply learning lessons to improve each individual and stimulate growth for your program, team, staff, and self. Follow along as we explore success and failure en route to improving the game of basketball.
Coach Boudreaux, welcome to the Hoop Nerds.
Hey, Billy, great to be here. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. I'm excited. And we were chatting before we recorded, and I decided we'd better hit record because we get into some good nuggets. But take back in time machine, let's call it. The first time you coach something, anything, tell me about that experience and a memory that sticks with you from it.
Well, my dad was a high school, my dad did a little bit of everything. He was a high school AD, shop teacher, assistant principal in a small town in southeast Iowa. And when I mean small, there's not a traffic light in my home county. And he was coaching. So I was involved in everything he was doing. And then by the time I got to middle school, he had me coaching like some youth teams, some younger kids. And he always told me to never do it. And I didn't listen very well and got into it. And very rewarding, and I'm glad that I had that experience with him. And you know, I've tried to do the same thing with my kids too. It's a rewarding profession. I think it's not the growth. You know, when we were younger, I should say when I was younger, because I'm a lot older than you, it was the thing to do. And there's so many other things that kids do now, and it's still a quality profession, and I wouldn't change anything I ever did.
All right, so give us a quick background of your coaching journey and how it's led you to where you are now and what you're doing.
Well, I'm at Western Illinois University. I'm the associate head coach here. So I went from, actually, I played college basketball. I played 2 years at a junior college in Southeastern Community College in Iowa, and I went to Hannibal LaGrange, which is an NAIA school down in Missouri. And for me, growing up, you know, money was an issue, and so I was always looking to get my school paid for. And that was a way for me to get my school paid for. I had a scholarship, and so I didn't want to put that burden on my parents because I had a younger sister, and I knew that was going to be an issue. And so I played. When I got done playing, I didn't know really what I wanted to do. I didn't know if I wanted to go coaching or what I wanted to do. My degree was in education. My dad was a teacher. So I went to elementary education. So I taught third grade for 2 years. And then from there, I found myself, that was rewarding. I loved every second of it, but I found myself, I was bored of the competitiveness. You know, when you're into this, you miss that competitive day-to-day thing. So I went back to Hannibal LaGrange and I got my master's degree and I started recruiting there, and I recruited for men's, women's. I just did different sports and helped with the recruiting side, and which is good. Looking back, that was really good because so many people get into college coaching and they just want to coach, and it doesn't matter how good a coach you are. If you don't have any players, it doesn't matter. And so from there, I just fell into a situation at Indian Hills as basically a volunteer assistant, and I didn't make anything my first couple of years. And they said, you got to get players, we'll do something. And we got it going. We got some great players. And from there, you know, I went to UW-Milwaukee. From UW-Milwaukee, I was at Highland Community College. And then from Highland Community College, when COVID hit, otherwise I'd still be at Highland Community College. I loved every second of it. COVID hit. And now I'm at Western Illinois University.
So you have some varied experiences, and I'm curious about it.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anybody that's going to be on your podcast that has more varying experiences. And I've always tried to keep myself kind of in a box, Billy. You know, I've talked about this in the past of like, to scratch this coaching itch, when my wife and I moved, when Rob Jeter got the job at UW-Milwaukee, he offered me a job and I came up, and then my wife was a uber successful NAI volleyball coach, and she got the UW Whitewater volleyball job, and she's still the coach at UW Whitewater and still way more successful than I am. I planned on when we went to Milwaukee, I thought, oh, I'll be here for a couple of years and I'll make a move like everyone else does. And then we got to Wisconsin and figured out how awesome and beautiful state it is and how good the schools are and how nice UW Whitewater is. And now my wife hasn't wanted to leave. So to do this, I've had to, you know, find situations that were closer and more flexible, so I could, you know, still be with my family and still be with her. And so after we left Milwaukee, I went to Highland, and then from Highland to Western Illinois. And Western Illinois is close to home for me, so I'm able to see my parents and my family. And they're 75 and 76, so that's been very rewarding too. So,
yeah, yeah,
it's
gave me.
I've been at every level, but Division Two, I think. Yeah, go, sorry.
I said I don't want to talk about Highlands. You gave me a tail kick, and I don't want to remember.
You know what, though? Your 2 years at Madison, you were really successful. And looking back, I remember that game going into it as a coach at Highland, and you see it all the time. I mean, people listening don't realize, like, Wisconsin, when you're at Wisconsin, there's really no reason. You don't really want to play Milwaukee if they're good. You know, for Milwaukee, you got everything to gain and nothing to lose. For Madison, you got everything to lose and nothing to gain. And that was us at Highland. We were a Division I JUCO. You were a Division III JUCO. We had 7 full scholarships. You had none. And so it's like, oh, no, this is a bear trap game. So, yeah, I was glad to see you go out of there. I'd schedule that game every year after you left.
All right. In any case, I'm curious about a theory that you had early in your coaching career that over time has changed because you learned something new or you were presented new information.
I tell you what, I think's really the new information for me that's changed, and it's really come out of COVID, is in high school coaches, I don't think this has changed. Like, you have a system. A lot of people have a system. And forever, I am still a big believer of a system, but the system now is more about relationships. It's always been about relationships, but like certain places like Wisconsin has a system and they can plug in guys and they can get guys every year. But with the transfer portal in college anyway, with everything's going on with all the changes, the system, you kind of have to adapt your system. Like every year here at Western, last year we lost 4 of our starters and 2 of them graduated, 2 of them went on to grad transfer, better situations for them. And we were happy for them. We're all very cordial and thrilled with, you know, both ways. And so the system has changed. You kind of have to adapt your system to whatever fits the particular year you're in and whatever guys you can get. And you have to adapt to, okay, we can get this guys. We have relationships here. We have relationships there. So now we can get a different player that fits and we got to adapt our system. I think the whole system thing for a lot of places has went out the window. And that's really different. When I was at Indian Hills had a specific system. We wanted long, we wanted athletic. We're going to press, we're going to play fast. We were going to score a lot of points. We didn't really care defensively. Because we knew we could make up on the backside, block shots and score. And we just recruited to that. And when we got to Milwaukee, we had a system. We had a certain thing we were looking for. You know, Kyle Kelm could have played year one Kyle Kelm was from Randolph, Wisconsin, and uber successful in the state of Wisconsin. But he could have played year one or year 8 or 9. You know, he could have played every year. He fit the system. And now you're adapting your system to the guys you can get. And I think some places that hasn't changed, but with the transfer portal and everything that's going on, that's really changed. And I enjoy it. I love it. It reminds me of junior college. And in some ways, you know, every year you're just getting a whole new team and starting over. And that's not what I expected when I started out in this. I thought, you know, you get in the system, you get guys, you're always recruiting to the same thing. You just build things faster. It's like you take a family and all of a sudden you're in high school and you're preparing them for college. You know, it's not, you're not going through junior high and freshman, sophomore years and getting guys ready and building. You just, that for us here, that's changed. And I enjoy it. I think you got to adapt. Adaptation is important in our business. And it has, that's the one thing that to me really jumps out that's changed in our business.
Yeah. My dad always said, and my dad coached nothing higher than high school, but he said it's easier for one person to adapt to 18 than it is 18 to adapt to one. And that's similar
to what
we're having now.
It is. It's so different. And kids now they're no different than kids 20 years ago. They need your attention. They need to know that you care. And that's whether you're the third grade coach or, you know, I coach my son's 3rd and 4th grade teams when I was in Whitewater. And I enjoy that. They just need to know that you care. And I still talk to those guys. But the kids we coached at Indian Hills, I still talk to those guys. I still talk to the guys at Milwaukee. I'm sure you do too. There's guys that you coach that you have a relationship. It's about, they know you care. You care about them. They care about you. And you become a part of a family. And it's a little cliche, but it's true. And that hasn't changed. But the dynamic of building that relationship with that kid has moved so much faster. Technology's moved things faster and everything moves faster. And so that's moved faster. In the past, it was a 4-year relationship and a guy would come in at Wisconsin or at Milwaukee or Western or where. And by the time they graduated, you got to know them, you knew their family and everything else. Now you got to get to know everybody on like fast forward. And like this year, Alex,
what's something you use? Kimberly. What's something you use to help expedite that relationship? what's a, you know, with technology you mentioned, what's a trick that you use to make sure that that relationship is on a fast track? Because you need to get to know them really quickly.
As many listeners know, I spent over 6 years as a general manager at Just the Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. I was able to spend time talking hoops with coaches like Tom Izzo, along with high school and youth coaches, in addition to meeting some basketball legends, including my childhood favorite, Sam Elke, who is in the WBCA Hall of Fame and High School Basketball Museum, located at Just the Game Fieldhouse, which is a must visit for any true hoop nerd. They also play host to the WBCA All-Star Games and Coaches Clinic every year. Just the Game hosts over 70 basketball and volleyball tournaments annually and is a great place to play for teams of all ages and ability levels. You can't beat all Wisconsin Dells has to offer in your free time. The Fieldhouse also has two sister companies in Just the Game Impressions and Just the Game Live. Just the Game Impressions specializes in customized screen printing and embroidery and promotional products. They serve businesses, schools, sports teams, and more. Just the Game Live takes pride in providing affordable and simple live streaming solutions for venues or programs of all kinds. Inquire today for more information. For more info on everything Just the Game has to offer, check them out at justthegamefieldhouse.com.
This generation, people, they talk about that they don't communicate very well, and they're on technology, and they do. I think they're amazing communicators. It's just the older generation, we don't know how to use the technology, and so we don't communicate as well. So to us, they don't communicate. You know what I mean by that? Like, so I've learned to use technology. I text, I respond. I'm constantly, however they want to communicate is how I'll communicate. And I use Alec Rosner, for example. You know, he's a graduate transfer for us from Wyoming State. He's from Kimberly, Wisconsin. He's a great football player. He's a great basketball player up there. He's a great basketball player for us right now here. And he came to our camp when he was at UW Milwaukee in eighth grade, ninth grade, freshman or sophomore year of high school. He came, and we used that during the recruiting process. We went back to that day because I remember that. He remembered that. And it's just like a fast forward button. I really like him. I really trust him. I enjoy his family. I've gotten to know his dad. I just know a lot about him. Him and I will talk just like Austin Arians and I talk once a week, or Kyle Kelman and I talk once a week. It's just things have been fast forward, and they can move that fast. It's just us as older coaches, we got to learn to adapt and move that fast with them. And I do that. Rob does that. We do that. And it's important. It's just different.
So if you could ask a recruit one question only in order to get to know them in this quick relationship process, what is the one question you would ask them?
Where do you want to go? Like, what do you want to do? Because in the end, that'll tell you everything you need to know. Like, do they want to win? Is it about them? Is it about the team? Is it about a family member? You know, I'm doing something for this. Is it about me? That's the question I'd ask. That's the question I always ask. Like, what do you want from this? We're recruiting you here. We'd love to have you. What do you want out of it? What can we do for you? And kids now, like, I know you hear this, like, everyone wants to know what's in it for them. They can graduate transfer. They can do different things, which I think is great. Like, I can leave. Like, if I want to leave Western tonight and go work for somebody else, I can do that. So why can't the student athlete do that too? And I know a lot of people don't feel that way, but I do. And so, you know, just what do you want? What are you trying to get out of this? What are you trying to do? And when they ask me that, I tell them, like, why are you at Western? When you could have done other things is, well, it's close to my family. It's close to home. I have a farm down here. I have land here. I'm able to go do things that I can't do if I'm out east or if I'm out west or if I'm in the south. And it's about family for me. And it's about being around my parents and taking care of those people that took care of me. And I think that's important. And usually every kid finds that important too. They may not now when they're young, but later they will. And so, yeah, that'd be the first question I'd always ask.
So you just said the people who took care of you. So I'm curious if you can tell me about one mentor in your life that you've had and a lesson that they taught you that sticks with you regularly.
I would say my dad. You know, my dad was a coach. I'm fortunate. I always look at that in coaching. Like, I've had two great parents, and a lot of times I'm patient with players because I know a lot of guys didn't grow up with a wonderful dad and a wonderful mom. And my dad was very strict and all over me. He was a coach, and he was a coach in an era where it was, you know, you're talking about from the era of Bobby Knight and those kind of guys, you know, like, were strict, and they were on you, and it was tough. And that's that era is gone, but I appreciated that. And I know it helped me. And, Yeah, definitely my dad. Like he was on. I mean, he signed me up for a camp. Like I went to a basketball camp in Quincy, Illinois when I was in eighth grade. I could care less about basketball. I played football. Look, I mean, you've seen me. I should have wrestled. I was a wrestler. And at 5'9", built like I am, you shouldn't have played basketball. But I went to a basketball camp in Quincy, Illinois, and Jerry Leggett was there, a Hall of Fame coach, won a state championship with Michael Payne and Bruce Douglas at Quincy High. And I went there for a week, and I left there, and I quit wrestling, and I quit football, and I just played basketball. Like it was just one of those moments. So my dad, Jerry Leggett, you know, those people kind of, they changed my life and changed my path, and here I am.
So you mentioned earlier competitive itch and scratching that. So I'm curious whether you're playing with your kids' youth teams, playing a board game or a game at Western, are you driven by the fear of losing that game or the joy of winning that game?
Neither. I'm able to cut all that out, like losing, winning. I don't really care for me. Like I don't. Again, back to cliche, I don't. It's more for, I've experienced winning. I've experienced losing. My wife says all the time, and she's won 80% of her games. She always says the losses far outweigh the winning in our business. And she's right. Like I carry the losses way more than the wins. I'm always looking forward, like to the next game, to the next year, recruiting, what's next, how do we get better? But it's also like, it's about the experience for the guys. And it's like letting them feel that, letting them handle that experience, good or bad, and growing from it. And then we talk about it later. Like randomly, I will watch our trip to the NCAA tournament in 2014. And I'll text those guys. I'll text Kyle Kelm, who's still in Randolph, or Jordan Aaron, who's in New York, and or Cherno Nang, who's in Africa, about that experience. And Malcolm Moore from Iowa City. Like, it's just such an amazing experience. And you just come together as a group. And one time somebody described it as a drug. And it is. It's an amazing drug. Winning's a drug. And once you try that, it's you want to just go back to it. It may take years to get to that point, especially at places like at Milwaukee or Western Illinois, where it's harder to win. At Madison College, at Highland Community, it's not easy to win there. And so when you do, it's just an amazing feeling. But it's an amazing feeling because of how the other people take it in, like the players, the other coaches, the people, the fans. That's, and in the end, that's what it's all about.
So with your wife being highly successful in volleyball and you being highly successful in basketball, what is something that you two share with each other that's not sports specific that helps each other?
It's not, I don't know. Like we talk about sports all the time. I talk about her team. She talks about my team. I watch her games. She watches my games. One thing that's, our kids have grown up in an environment that it's just sports all the time. It's never unplugged. And they don't get to my games, and I don't get to their games. I don't get to my wife's games. My wife misses a lot of my kids' games, but we all know it's just a part of our culture. It's just a part of who we are and what we're growing up. And then we come together at the end at nights or weekends or holidays or, you know, summers. And we talk about it. It's just none of us, my wife, me, we don't make it that important. So if we lose, our kids know at the end of the day, there's maybe 7 or 8 people that cares whether Whitewater Volleyball really wins a national championship or doesn't win a national championship. And at the end of the day, there's maybe 7 or 8 people that care whether Western Illinois wins the Summit League or doesn't win the Summit League. My son's at Whitewater High School. There's 7 people that truly, you know, like we keep it all in perspective. And what's important to is academics and treating people the right way and being respectful and enjoying life. And I think that's the one thing non-sport related. Like my wife is loose and funny and very personable, outgoing, totally out of my league person. And so am I. And my kids have the same approach where we just enjoy it and we enjoy meeting new people. And we take our kids recruiting all the time. So our kids get to be in different environments. They can be at a volleyball game in Crystal Lake, Illinois. And then, you know, I pack my kid to Chicago and JUCO games and in different environments, and it gets them around different people. So my kids are really good at meeting other people and being around other people and enjoying life and other people. And I think that's way more important in the end than basketball. And I know it's a coaching podcast, and that's a lot of us, that's all we think about. But in the end, there's bigger things, and family is one of them.
All right. Well, let's get you out of here on a non-basketball related question. So you like your imagination a bit. If you were to open a refrigerator and look inside of it, what one item inside of that refrigerator best identifies with who you are as a person and why?
I think I'm that. I don't know if you tried them, but those Tortilla Land burritos are amazing. And a burrito just seems so simple, especially the Tortilla Land ones. They're uncooked, they're raw. But you can do so many things with them, and you can bring people together. I'm the burrito. I like to bring people together, and whether it's the rice, the beans, the sour cream, the meat, and you could have chicken, you could have steak, you could have shrimp. You can do whatever you want. I'm the burrito. I love bringing people together. That's me. I'm not trying to stand out. I'm not the big tub of something in there. I'm not the ice cream. I'm not the flashy something else. I'm just the burrito at the bottom of the fridge that's willing to bring everybody together. And in the end, when you get done, you're going to talk about the chicken. You're going to talk about the salsa. You're going to talk about everything else. And no one really notices a burrito, but the burrito is really important. And the burrito brings everybody together. I'm totally the burrito.
I love it. Great answer, Coach Boudreaux. Thanks for coming on the Hoop Nerds and sharing with us.
Hey, Billy. Great to talk to you. And thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I just wanted to give a quick shout out to my friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. I've been associated with their products for a few years now, and I'm really impressed by their innovative and user-friendly shooting machines. They also are great people with tremendous customer service. It's no wonder why they have become the preferred choice among top programs around the country and world. I'm very grateful for their support of the show. Make sure to check them out at drdishbasketball.com and at Dr. Dish B-Ball on social media. Be sure to mention WBCA when ordering your next Dr. Dish to save an extra $300 off any commercial purchase.